Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Because we're always striving to have the best show. Jeff, and you know, Jeff and I have been, I mean, we've been around Northeast Ohio for forever, right? Probably most of your lifetimes. And, you know, we started off as news and information. And that's what Jeff and I did for years. And then, you know, 11 years ago, we decided we were going to sit in this room together. And then it became a lot more than that. It became opinion. It became all this stuff. So that's why Jeff and I like to listen to press conferences, because we want to hear what they have to say, and we want to hear from the people who are directly affected. So in case you ever wonder why we do that, it's a little behind the scenes. Dan is a much more modern man than us and has no time or place or use for any press conferences. So anytime I get the opportunity to listen to Kevin Stefanski, whether you know it'd be me asking a question, which I don't know that I've really had the opportunity to spend. I don't know that I've ever done a one-on-one with Kevin. But you know, to have that opportunity and to be able to listen to him in a different setting other than a press conference, and understanding that when he sits down with these guys, or he's, you know, we've talked to him one-on-one on the show before, it's a different Kevin Stefanski. It's not the same that you hear in press conferences. Like when I listen to Kevin talk to Jim Donovan in the pregame show, I always feel like I get a lot of information. First of all, Jim always asks really good questions. And two, Kevin's just relaxed. He's in a good situation where I feel like he can give information out that we don't normally hear during a press conference. So I don't know. It's just kind of a little bit of behind the scenes, because sometimes Kevin gets a bad rap for the way he, you know, communicates with the media, or he just doesn't give anything, or he's kind of bland. I don't think that's necessarily true. What I do think is that when he's in a one-on-one situation and he's comfortable with the person that he's talking to, a la Jim or with us or with anybody else, you get more information, and I think you also get to see the personality of Kevin Stefanski, which I'll be honest with you, I enjoy it.
So I am 100% with you. There is Kevin Stefanski normal, and there is Kevin Stefanski one-on-one. Kevin Stefanski in a press conference is, I have to address you. I'm going to be incredibly polite to every single member of the media as I talk to all of you. You will not take offense to anything I'm going to say, but in an informational sense, you will get very little. And I am not going to really show my hand at all unless I 100% have to show my hand. That's the reason that I don't love Kevin Stefanski press conferences. They mostly fall under a category that I like to call noise-filled air.
I also don't think he's lying. I think but what I'm saying is, in a press conference, he is telling you what is truthful in that moment. He may walk off the stage and it might not be 100% truthful, but in the moment that he says it, like, hey, we'll have to wait and see if Deshaun Watson's going to play tomorrow. I've still got to talk to the doctors, or I want to watch him throw, or I need to see him run, or all those things. In the moment, when he's up on the dais, I believe he is telling you the truth. 30 seconds from after he walks off that stand, it could be totally different. So to be honest with you, deep down, I like Kevin. I think Kevin does a nice job. Does he, you know, are there points when he first got the gig where you're like, okay, he's a young coach and he's going to have to learn some of this stuff. And I think when you listen to what he's saying now, trip around the sun, right? Those are all things that I think he's learned in his time here in Cleveland, that you got to understand, okay, we've had a chance to do a lap around the sun. Now we understand this, going to bring in new coaches. It's a new 4x100. We're going to change some of the runners in this, and we're going to go, and we're going to get all these different, just opinions and views, and we are going to try to be a better team. I don't think Kevin Stefanski ever wakes up in the morning and says, man, how can we mess this team up? He wants the team, the franchise, the organization to be better every day.
Right, and the big thing is, of course, getting everybody back at camp. Of course, this is the voluntary camp that was going on this week. Heard from a whole lot of different players. Kevin Stefanski with the morning guys saying how good it was to be back at camp.
We're full speed ahead with the players, which is awesome getting them back in the building. It's so strange being they leave, the season ends, and then you got all this time before April 15th, and you're just in that big building and the locker room, and you just don't have players in there. So having them back in there, they bring an energy, so that's been incredible. Just being with our coaches and watching our coaches coach and teach and has been awesome this week.
Yeah. It kind of gives me this mental image of Kevin Stefanski looking into the classroom as the high school teacher after all the students have left, or Mr. Holland's Opus looking at all of the open chairs, looking forlorn, knowing that the next crew may come along in the future. Like, that's what that feels like to me. It's like this movie scene of nothing but open chairs and a conductor waiting to conduct.
So I'm going to, I got a question because I've looked and I can't see any reports about it. Do we know anybody who's not here for voluntary camp?
I have no idea, but they don't take attendance.
Right. Well, they do not take attendance. But I'm not, like, a lot of times this voluntary air quotes camps for NFL teams, it gets leaked. They're like, oh, why wasn't so-and-so there? I'm like, well, it's a voluntary camp. They don't really have to be there. And it gets leaked out. We haven't heard anything, though, about who's not
to my knowledge, no.
So.
But the big one who was there is Deshaun Watson. And, of course, everybody focused in on the rehab and where everything is. Here's Kevin Stefanski on where we are with the rehab.
Deshaun is rehabbing his injury, had his surgery. He's doing everything and more. I mean, that's kind of his mentality as he rehabs. So I get to watch him work every single day, how he comes to work, how he gets through his rehab, how he goes in the meeting rooms, just in the weight room. He's exactly where he needs to be. I don't get too far ahead and say, what's he going to be doing in May, June, July? I just know he's doing exactly what he needs to be doing right now.
And that's smart, Andy. I mean, that's the smartest thing that you could say, because it's not Kevin Stefanski's shoulder. You know, none of us can feel what's going on inside of Deshaun Watson's shoulder. We don't know. We're working off of what doctors say. We're working off of what Deshaun Watson says. That's how we're dealing with it. So that's the smartest thing Kevin Stefanski could say there.
Yeah. What's truthful in the moment, right? That's what's truthful in the moment for Deshaun Watson. He did sound a little bit more energetic than he did in the press conference there. About, I just felt like there was a little more, I don't say it wasn't positive. I mean, whether you're talking about positive or not, I just felt like there was more energy behind his answer. So,
and that's Kevin Stiff. That's why when you get these radio show interviews or one-on-ones or anything like that, you get a different Kevin Stefanski than the guy who is standing up there with the podium in front of him going, Mary Kay, we're really encouraged by what we're seeing inside of our room. Like, you get less than that. You know, you get more than that because he's a little bit more comfortable and he's out of that mode where he's taking questions and he's out of his element where you get into autopilot. You know, like, does that make sense, Andy?
Yeah. And everybody has good or bad days, too. That's the other thing, too. I think we forget about it. That when, you know, the one person who I never, it's always interesting to see when they crack during some of these interviews are baseball managers, because they do it twice a day. They do probably more interview time than they do baseball time throughout a day, outside of the game itself.
Well, it's funny that you bring up Terry Francona, because one of the people Kevin Stefanski took some lessons from was Terry Francona. And maybe not lesson is the wrong way to do it, but he's definitely learned a little bit.
That's the one thing I remember talking to Tito about. Yeah, we have one team meeting. It's the first day of spring training, and then that's it. There's no more team meetings in baseball. In football, I'm in front of the team on Monday morning, Wednesday morning, Friday morning, Saturday night, Sunday before the game. I'm always constantly thinking about how can I shape the environment with my messaging.
Now, I will disagree with one thing he said there, that baseball, if managers need to have the team meeting, they'll call it. I think what Tito was probably saying to him, in a perfect world, you have one team meeting. It's the first day of spring training or the first day that everyone's together to kind of set the tone for the rest of the season. And because I was around it enough where I knew where there were other team meetings throughout the year. And normally, if the manager has to call a team meeting, it's not good.
Yes.
It's not good.
Like Ron Washington calling it, what was it, the third day of the season for the Angels? He called the team meeting? I think it was the third day of the season after they got beaten up by the Orioles. That's not good.
Yeah.
The Angels have been playing better ball since then, though, so clearly it worked, but you get the idea.
I can remember an Eric Wedge not so happy moment.
Oh boy.
So.
All right.
I was way down the hallway.
This feels like one of those, like, catch you in the wild and ask you that question there and get you away from a microphone and we'll get that one. And,
no, I mean, there isn't much more to it. It was just a manager who wasn't happy with his team at that point.
Right.
And especially when you do little things in baseball like don't slide or lazy on the base paths or don't run out of ground ball or, you know, just the game is hard enough. So if you have the opportunity to hustle, you better hustle when you have the opportunity. And so I think that, I mean, to be honest, that's what the whole point of the whole thing.
Right. The job of a manager / head coach, depending on the sport, is to get the best out of their team.
Yeah.
And part of that team is, of course, the coaching staff.
But what's interesting is you would think in the big leagues that you wouldn't ever get to that point because if you're there, you are the creme de la creme of all the baseball players, not only in the United States, in the world, if you're playing Major League Baseball. So to me, if you've got to get into a situation where a manager has to say that, because I think, especially if you have to say it to the entire team, like that's not really normal, but it's more normal if you're pulling a player in one-on-one going, hey, what's going on? And then this goes back to maybe they're having a bad day or maybe something's going on because, you know, when you're playing at that level, the last conversation you think you'd ever hear is, why didn't you run out that ground ball?
Well, and the reason on top of that.
And that's just an easy example.
No, of course. But I feel like what we have learned in the offseason of baseball with Anthony Rendon and all of us blowing a gasket and losing our minds over Anthony Rendon. For those of you who don't remember, third baseman for the previously the Washington Nationals, now the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, mm-hmm. is notorious for coming in interviews and you could say shoving your foot in your mouth if you want to. For him, it's telling the truth. Baseball is his job. Baseball is not his life. Baseball is not his passion. Baseball is not any of those things. Baseball is his job. Mm-hmm. And he will make it openly known to you at any given point that he thinks baseball is his job. And so when you start saying that stuff of, hey, why aren't you hustling? Why aren't you doing this? Why aren't you that? Because we all play it looking at these games going, this is the pinnacle. They're doing something I've always dreamed of doing. We went to bed at night at the age of 10 with our baseball glove in between our mattresses to try to get the pocket a little bit bigger so that we could catch better. Like we all dreamed of playing third base for the Cleveland Guardians, Cleveland Indians, Milwaukee Brewers, New York Yankees, Red Sox, whatever you want to pick. We all dreamed of doing those things. There are a few guys who are in there really didn't have those dreams. They just happened to be really, really good, naturally gifted, naturally talented. And so that little stuff falls into the cracks, at least in my opinion, and I'm not one of them. I'm not naturally talented at a hell of a lot besides eating. That, like, that's the stuff that falls in the cracks. You know, when you don't have that desire, you don't have that childlike wonder, you don't have that passion and see it as a job. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I also think, and I'm not trying to make anybody mad on this, I don't have a whole lot of respect for anybody that is being paid, and even, you know, whatever league minimum is, I don't even know, is it $400,000 or $300,000, somewhere in there, that if you're making league minimum and your job is to go up to the plate and hit, and you're going to spend what? Maximum at the plate, you may spend, if you're at a really long at bat, I don't know, maybe 6 minutes during a 2 hour period where your job is to put the bat on the ball and you can't give it your all for 6 minutes. I don't have a lot of respect for you as someone who plays the game, because if you can't give it your all for 6 minutes in a baseball game when you're making that kind of money, it's just it doesn't connect with the people who are watching on TV or people that are putting money back into the system so that money is there for you to get paid. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. That's the number to call in. I want to hear more from Kevin Stefanski, what he had to say in the morning show. Eric Edholm, NFL.com at 11. Daryl Ryder at 11:40. Brian Anderson, High Noon.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
A lot of us have really kind of contemplating how this is going to change the NFL. And I think it was Kevin the other day that had said, we might see a different type player on kickoff because of the new rules and where the teams are lining up and they can't move and they got to wait for the ball to get kicked off before they can actually do something. I really think that if you have a good receiver, a good kick returner, I should say, and they're a little bit slippery, we are going to see more touchdown returns on kickoffs this year than we've seen. The possibility for that, I think, has been heightened. I might be wrong. We'll wait for the analytics to come out. We'll see how it looks. But, you know, when you've got a wedge coming at you, which I know you can't do, but when you've got a number of guys coming at you and it's kind of endless at that point, I think it's tougher to get through that. I'd love to talk to Eric Metcalf or Josh Cribbs about this. And then, but if they're stagnant and they're lined up and they're only like 20 yards ahead of you and you could see the holes, almost like an onside kick, that I think they're only going to have to beat one, maybe two guys. And then all of a sudden it becomes a, you know, a 60, 70 yard dash to the other end zone. I'm looking forward to this because I think it might put more points on the board. I could be dead wrong, especially if they use bigger guys on the line, which make the holes tighter. And if those guys can get to the side of the ball faster, it might be, you know, a rugby scrum real quick. So I want to see how it plays out. I think Kevin's right. I think a fan should be intrigued by this. I don't know if you're going to like it or not. You may love it. You may hate it. But I definitely think it's intriguing. And I think that we could see 70-yard dashes for touchdowns that could be really fun, or 80-yard dashes.
I'm fascinated as to what this is going to look like. I was somebody who was very anti-kickoff, especially of late, and especially due to the fact that if you think back,
how many anti-dentite and anti-kickoff. I can't.
Well, you know, there are dozens of us out there, and so I'm interested to see what this looks like. I have previously said that I have never sat and really watched a kickoff when I've recorded a game and gone back and watched it. I just blow right past them because we know how it ends, which is either a kneel or the ball goes out of the end zone, and the other team has the ball at the 20 or the 25. I mean, there are so few times that a kickoff had come out of the end zone, it's ridiculous. And so they had to do something. And I think their two options were either let's try something like this or let's just get rid of the darn thing. And clearly they didn't want to get rid of the darn thing. Probably the direction I would have went, but I'm not in charge of anything. So they're going to try this kickoff thing. We're all going to have to see how it looks. We're all going to have to figure it out from there. I want it to make it slightly better that the kickoff is watchable again. I don't want it to turn into every single kickoff ends up 30 yard or 40 yards down the field and every single drive is starting at the 45. Like, I don't want it to turn into that because then that starts to feel really gimmicky.
But do you think they would fix it then for the next year?
I hope they have those fixes figured out because right now I don't know how you'd fix it.
Well, eliminate the kick. That's the only other way.
Right? That's kind of the thing. Yeah. So I'm fascinated to see where this goes. We will see where it goes from there. But they are going to have to change. They're going to have to evolve, just the same way that the Browns are doing on offense, and just they are with the idea of bringing in Mike Vrabel. They wanted something that Coach Vrabel had. They wanted something that Mike Vrabel was able to bring to the Titans. He was able to bring with the New England Patriots and all that stuff along the way, and he was an available coach, didn't get a head coaching gig, so the Browns brought him in. And Stefanski's, I think, encouraged.
I love Coach Vrabel. He's been awesome. I've enjoyed just the time we've been together already has been really, really, really fun. He's a Buckeye. He's Northeast Ohio. He's got great love for this area and this team. I loved when we first got in the building and put a brown sweatshirt on him, just seeing him walk around in a brown sweatshirt. All right, that looks good. So I'm glad we got him in the fold.
What a great recruiting tool. Hey, here's your gift back.
Mike, put that sweatshirt on. Oh. You look great in brown and orange, kid. You look great.
Oh, by the way, we put a little Walsh Jesuit patch on the side of that bronze thing just for you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Oh, you're a Buckeye on top of it. Well, let's put that on there too. Went on to talk a little bit more about Vrabel coming in.
Once he wasn't going to be a head coach this year, which I was shocked. I mean, I expected him to be a head coach. Once he wasn't in this cycle, I was like, dude, if you're not doing anything, we'll take you. I'll take whatever you're willing to give us. And I think with his relationship with me, his relationship with Andrew, and I don't want to speak for Vrabes, he can speak for himself. I just felt like he wanted to help, and I think he wanted to go somewhere where he had a familiarity with the group.
It's an easy move for him too, right, to be here. And if he is truly, if, you know, Kevin sounds, excuse me, comfortable in his own skin. And that's the most important part about it. This isn't a Vrabes is looking over my shoulder, he's going to be our next head coach in the next 5 minutes kind of thing. This is a guy that is, and by the way, Andrew Berry lives this every day with Paul DePodesta, doesn't he? Andrew Berry has Paul DePodesta at his disposal, although I think Paul's got influence, there's no question. And I think that they're more going to lean on Vrabes than they are in that situation between Berry and DePodesta. So, but both those guys have guys that are now kind of available to them to help them out, to look at the way things work, to try to figure things out. And I'm sure there are times when Kevin probably walks off the field and goes and says, "What could I do better? What could mm-hmm. What should I have done? If I made the wrong call." I think as a head coach, if you made the wrong call, you can live with that because you know how to correct it. Moving forward, don't make that call. Or you now have the background to understand that when you get in that situation again, you made that call. Am I really willing to do this again? And then you'll think about it. But now you can do that before you make a mistake. And I don't know. I do think there is something to be said. As long as you can – here's the hard part about this situation. You've got to be able to let ego aside. You can't have ego when you have a situation like this. You've got to have an open mind and not go, what does that guy know? He doesn't have a job, right? And I'm not saying exactly that Kevin would ever do that. Excuse me, but we all know that feeling.
100%.
Everybody knows that feeling. You're like, oh. The worst word I think I ever heard in television, for the most part, was consultant.
And it wasn't going to bring that up.
But it wasn't consultant or for me. Like, I never felt challenged by a consultant. I always felt like I could learn from a consultant who, if they had been doing that. The problem that I always ran into were news directors that were listening to consultants that were coming in from other cities that didn't understand the market, that didn't understand what Clevelanders were all about. And they consider and go, well, you know, in Los Angeles, like, I can't tell you how many times I heard the stupidity out of consultants when I was working in television, especially here in Cleveland, that the stupidity would be like, this is working in Los Angeles. Has anyone ever watched an LA newscast? It's entertainment. Why? Because their industry is entertainment. And you think that's going to work in Cleveland? First of all, that just doesn't fly for the intelligence of people who are here in Northeast Ohio. So now the Browns find themselves in a similar situation, but I think that's not the scenario. I always know that when I worked with talent, I use that word really loosely for me, but when I worked with talent coaches, I always felt like I could get something out of it if I wanted to listen.
Right.
That was the key. And you had to respect the person you were talking to, and they really helped me. Like, I'll never, ever forget we had a group out of Texas that would help me, and then all of a sudden you would see that your presentations were better, and like that was good, but when you try to get into the inner workings and the philosophy of what people actually think, especially Northeast Ohioans, I can't tell you how much credit they did not give you as viewers. And that's why it's an industry that's like just barely hanging on, because they all got on the, okay, we're all going to look like McDonald's. It's ridiculous. That's not what Clevelanders want. And the successful stations don't do that. But sorry about that going on a little tea. But that's the whole consultant kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? The Browns can't put themselves in that same position.
It's okay to bring in outside ideas.
Yeah.
Ryan Grigson was a part of this organization for a good chunk of time. He was the GM of the Indianapolis Colts for a little bit, had a role in the Philadelphia Eagles, how Andrew Berry got to know him. He is now the director of player personnel for the Minnesota Vikings. And so having these outside ideas that come in and having these people who can look at you and go, well, why aren't you looking at this guy this way? Because this is the way I've always done it, and it seemed to work out well. It's just to get a new run of ideas in the building. And Mike Vrabel does a great job with that one. in the same way that hopefully Ryan Grigson had something to do with the success that the Browns have had when it comes to the draft as well. Our Twitter match is powered by Shive and Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. You can always send a message to the show at CLE Talking Heads like Bob did here. I have not been the biggest Stefanski fan, but after he was on this morning, I'm starting to really like him, and I'm happy that he is our head coach. That's what this stuff can do. And there's a couple other things that came out of this interview that'll make you a fan of Kevin Stefanski, and we'll get to those a little bit later on down the road.
All right, let's talk about that later in the show. We're going to get to Eric Edholm, NFL.com. We are less than a week away from the NFL draft. What do you need to know? How can you be a little bit smarter even at 11 o'clock, even before 2 o'clock? We're going to make you smarter next with Eric Edholm, NFL.com, 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.